The San Francisco Bay Trail South Beach Mission Bay Audio Tour. The Ramatush People. You're standing next to the ferry building, now a bustling marketplace. It once served as a vital transportation terminal for the region. Starting in the late 19th century, this was a key portal into San Francisco. But before trains and boats brought new residents and visitors to the city, the Ramatush people made the Bay Area their home. So, let's begin in the beginning. We are honored to be joined by Greg Castro, a member of the Ramatush people, the first people to live on this land.
Hershatuhi, that's greetings in the Ramatush language. And I'm Greg Castro. I'm culture director for the Association of Ramatush Ohlone. I'm honored to be here to represent my ancestors and our people that are still working to protect and preserve our culture. Our people called San Francisco Yalamo. Archaeological evidence shows that our people have been here 10,000 years at least. 8,000 years ago, you could walk to Oakland. What was Lashon in those days, Wichin. What we call islands now weren't islands then, like Alcatraz was not an island then. But we had knowledge that allowed us to live very comfortably on that land. We didn't get saved from savagery. We were put into savagery by colonization because we lived for 10,000 years just fine and had full command of the skills we needed to take care of the land and take care of ourselves and take care of each other. There was bountiful food sources and water sources all throughout this land. And we knew them all and took care of them. We took only what was needed. But we also managed the land, not just to enhance its productivity for our purposes, but because the land was an elder that we took care of. We were very respectful of the resources, so when we took an abalone shell, we used all parts of it to respect it properly. And that really goes for all the critters that eventually came into the bay, whether it's fish, seaweed, kelp. We had a wide variety of food sources that we used in a balanced way, and we never took more than needed so that it would be there for tomorrow or in generations to come. This land was almost a paradise, and that's what the Europeans saw when they came here. But they didn't understand that we had a lot to do with it looking like a paradise. And they still don't believe it to a certain extent, even today. But the recent events of climate change and what we're experiencing now with wildfires, people are starting to change their mind, ask questions that they didn't want to ask before, and looking to the indigenous people for that knowledge that they realize was there all along. In a way, it was super science. They thought of us as savages, but we were actually so advanced they couldn't tell it was there. It was like magic to them, godlike. But we think Creator used us to take care of the land and to use these skills to do that. And we did it very well for thousands of years.